All right, we're at Charlotte McCoy's broadcast event, Frisco, Texas, during ACM Awards Week. With this, an artist that Jamie and I can both agree on, we're really excited about here real soon, Aaron Kinsey.
Hi.
Good to see you. I have to, personal story here, all right?
I'm in.
When I met Aaron for the first time, we rode Lime scooters in downtown Spokane.
Oh my
gosh,
we did.
Yeah, we did the Lime scooters.
We did.
And it was...
This is a part of my past I forgot about.
Yeah, I don't know if it was someone's first time in a Lime scooter, maybe someone from your label or something.
Yes.
Yeah, it
yes,
was.
Yes, it was Andy.
It was Andy. Andy was on your label. We took a little ride on Lime scooters through downtown.
We did.
And we had a lot of fun. And I will tell you this, I don't think we have the Lime scooters in downtown Spokane anymore.
They're coming back on a limited basis.
Yeah, because there's been some issues with them, and I feel like you left town, and they're like, oh, no. I'm just kidding.
Here they go. They saw you riding around, and they decided some changes need to be made.
Yeah.
I will say, if they came out with a thing where you needed a license or something to operate that motor vehicle, that would make sense to me.
Yeah. Well,
it's kind of hard.
It is, right?
The biggest issue was when you threw the one in the river. That's where
right,
it became
right.
A
problem. Right, right. Well, yeah. But that it all happened so fast.
No.
Yeah.
But, gosh, we're so excited for you. We've known each other for a few
Thank
years
you.
Now.
Yeah.
And just like anybody who's working hard in this industry, okay, you're just waiting for that big push, that big song for you. And the good news is you spent yesterday in studio getting ready for some fire.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, we recorded some more music, and I'm just so excited about, like, where, I guess you would say, like, my sound is headed right now. Like, it's just rocking, and it's sassy, and it's country, and it has a Texas roots, and it feels the most me that my music has ever felt. And that, I've been excited about music before, but I didn't know that feeling like this about it would be possible. So I'm just so excited.
When did the light on, come on for you for that? Like, oh my gosh, I can be me and write about me and it feels so genuine.
Honestly, I went through a pretty rough breakup. And
couldn't tell by the music you were releasing.
Who is he?
No.
Where is he? Come on. I got
He's actually here in Dallas, but it's fine. Whatever.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oof, get over that. But, you know, it kind of shook me up, and I had been dating this guy. I started dating him in high school. We dated for a long time.
Right.
It was kind of just like I had accepted, like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we broke up, it kind of made me rethink a lot of the little details in my life of just like, well, how do I really feel about this? How do I actually want to do that? And also, out of, you know, having more time on my hands and not really knowing what was going on, I just started being like a nutcase on social media. I just posted everything I thought was funny.
Yeah.
I posted all my outfits, whether they were ugly or not. And I learned that just going with my gut on things was okay. And that worked. And that was fine. And people actually, for the first time, I felt like believed what I had to say because I was being myself. So it's made it, honestly, so much easier. It's so much easier to just go on there and say whatever is the first thing that comes to mind, for worse or better.
Yeah, right.
Then trying to say the right thing or the thing that feels like what people want to hear. Just like, I don't know, being myself.
Right, and being honest like that, you're gonna get for worse or better, right?
For worse or better, yeah. But it's also been fun, like, then being like that, being a little nutcase on social media, and then having the live show. I have such a bond with, like, especially my girls out there. Like, they know all about me. They know that I tried to make sourdough bread last week and it didn't work out. It didn't go well. They know that, like, my dog and I are going through some, like, drama. They know. And it's just so much fun to, like, make it even deeper than the music and then have the music mean that much more because of the details they know.
Well, we are super excited for the next evolution of Aaron Kinsey.
Thank you.
We can't wait for the new music.
Me too.
Enjoy the rest of your ACM week, and thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
We're hoping... We're nodding. Well, there might be a time in the near future when Aaron Kinsey gets to Spokane at a certain club somewhere in the area. That's all I can say right now.
I want to go to Spokane.
Okay. Well, there you go. Aaron Kinsey.
How do we get the Lime scooters there, too? We'll bring scooters.